Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Among other things, Mother's Day approaches, tends to creep up on most of us. You might watch the news at night and find out a little too late that you haven't made any plans for Mother's Day, certainly haven't made that trip out to get, well, what are you going to get your mother for Mother's Day? The easy resort, to send her flowers. There are other ideas, of course, and as we approach Mother's Day, Holly Shear joins us on this Friday afternoon to talk about Mother's Day and the gifts that we give. She's a pastor's wife and mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Five Last Minute Mother's Day Gifts. Holly, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you for having me.
If you can recall your favorite Mother's Day gift.
My husband got me a necklace, and it has four little birds, and we have four children sitting on a branch, and then it has a mother bird on the side, and I think that's probably my favorite Mother's Day gift because I have this thing, I love birds, and it's just a sweet reminder of, you know, our children and our family. It's kind of a perfect Mother's Day present for me.
When you talk about giving Mother's Day gifts, the first thing you talk about is sending her a gift that keeps on giving. Explain that.
Yeah, I kind of love the idea of giving a present that isn't a one-time thing. There are so many great gift options out there where you can set it up once and then it delivers for months or weeks or even all year long. You can deliver flowers, you can deliver meal services. I really like, we've done this before, they will send you a box of food and recipes, and so you get to try new foods and you don't have to drag all of your kids to the grocery store. It's really a win-win. And you can do the same thing with beer and wine. I really like gifts that let somebody know you're thinking of them for a long period of time.
So that Mother's Day isn't just a day out of the year, but it's kind of a constant reminder.
Yeah, it's not a one and done. It's, you know, Mom, I love you today, and I love you next week, and I love you next month, and here's something to remind you of that.
You also talk about pictures, and we've had this kind of dilemma in the Wilkin house where all our pictures are either sitting on a hard disk, in a laptop, or in our phones, and we very seldom print them out anymore. But you suggest that's not a bad idea. Talk about it.
Yeah, I think we actually take so many more pictures than we used to because of those phones. You know, it is so easy to whip it out of your pocket and catch that perfect moment with your kids, with your grandkids, with your spouse, and then it ends up on Facebook, or it ends up on Instagram, or even worse, it ends up just sitting in your phone with the 5,000 other pictures you have, and you don't get to see it and enjoy it. We in our house have some digital picture frames, and it is really simple to hook your phone up to them, and you upload your pictures. You can pick like the best ones, the ones you put on Facebook, and then it scrolls through, and you get to see those. You can also send them in. I mean, even your Walgreens, your local Walmart, your Target, if they have a photo store, you can send them in online and have them printed out. You can get them printed on mugs. They can print them on canvas, so you don't even have to bother framing it. And, you know, if you can pick a picture that one of the moms in your life is going to really love, you can just mail it right to her house.
Another thing you talk about is giving something that's permanent. What kind of things are you talking about there?
It's always kind of stereotypical on something like Mother's Day or an anniversary to give flowers, but you give flowers and they fade so quickly. They're there and they're beautiful and then they wilt and they just don't last. I have silk flowers in my house and they've come really far. They don't look fake. They're really pretty. My cats don't eat them, which is a huge plus here. They also have flowers that they carve out of wood. And so you have those flowers and they last and they stay beautiful. So that's kind of a good option. It's also a good option if you're giving flowers to somebody who has COPD or asthma or even allergies and you don't want to make them miserable when they look at their flowers.
One year, this is years ago, and I'm reminded of it because as Mother's Day rolls around, I gave my wife a tree right out in front of the kitchen window when we first moved into the place, a redbud tree. Well, now it's dead, but it was,
oh, no.
that was probably 15 years ago, semi-permanent. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a gift that, you know, your wife got to enjoy for many, many years. And even though it's gone, you guys still have those nice memories. Hopefully you took some pictures of your tree. Maybe you should print one out this Mother's Day for her.
That's a very good idea. You also, for maybe a little more extravagant, because here we're talking about things that may be a little more affordable for everybody, you say maybe day at the spa. What kind of gift is that?
You know, for moms, especially moms with little children and many children, the gift of rest and sleep and time off is really an excellent gift. And a way to kind of gently give that to her is giving her a day to go get your nails done and get a massage or get a facial. And it doesn't really have to be as expensive as it necessarily sounds. If you're familiar with Groupon, it's like this deal site. And a lot of times they will have spa packages at 50 or 60% or more off. So if you kind of hunt around, you can really find a way to go spoil her without necessarily spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
And this is, I think, it has become a cliche, but this is to recognize that mothers spend a lot of their time sacrificing, giving up, and in their case, going without because they're caring for their children and their husband.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, moms like to see their families happy and moms like to see their children and their husband and, you know, their neighbor well taken care of and getting all of the things they want. And it's like when you give a mom money for her birthday and she goes and spends it on, you know, shoes or a toy or a new shirt or something for her children. That's going to make her happy, but it's not necessarily something for her specifically. And I mean, I've done it before and almost all the moms I know have done it where you get a present for you and you end up using it to bless someone else.
You also talk about giving something priceless. What exactly are you talking about there?
That's the most budget-friendly thing is something priceless, right? It's your time. Call your mom on the phone if she lives across the country or, you know, if she has some technology she can handle, FaceTime her and sing a song with her or a hymn that you remember her singing to you when you were small and let her see the grandkids bouncing around. And if you live nearby, take her out to lunch. Go over to her house and give her a hug. You know, remind your mom that she's worth your time. And you haven't, and you won't ever grow out of needing her.
My mom's gone now, but there are two things I remember about Mother's Day gifts with her. When we were little kids, she was raising five boys. And whenever we would ask her those kind of naive little children's questions, what do you want for Mother's Day? Her response was always the same. I just want you guys to get along. And she really, truly meant it. What are your thoughts there?
I'm laughing because I actually ask my children that for birthdays and Christmas. All you have to do is just get along. That would be such a wonderful gift. And it really is true when you see all of your babies together that you love and they're not fighting and wrestling and beating each other with foam swords. And, you know, that's a wonderful gift as a mom too. And moments where everybody is together and getting along and happy, those are really special memories.
There was another one that I just backed into totally by accident, Holly, and it was 1 year for their anniversary. I just on a fluke sent my mom yellow roses. My association was with Texas, which is where I come from. I did not know, and she called me later that day and said, "How did you know that our wedding flowers were yellow roses?" Of course, I wasn't around for the wedding. I said, well, you know, I'm just that clever kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But from that point on, Mother's Day, birthday, whatever it is, it was always yellow roses. That was my way of saying to her, I kind of remember that this was very special to you. And it was, I hope it was unique. I don't know if any of my other brothers were copying it because I wasn't around to see what they sent. And it was not only special to her, but it was special to me too.
That is such a wonderful idea. That is really, really sweet of you to sit there and, you know, remind her of her wedding and one of the best days in a woman's life. What a great idea. I wish I would have thought of that before. I think you kind of win Mother's Day now.
I'm not that sweet and certainly not that clever. As I said, that was a complete accident. You say that Mother's Day, and this is really important, I think, for both mothers and their kids, that it isn't about perfection. What do you mean?
Life is messy and life is imperfect, and motherhood is messy and motherhood is imperfect. And I don't think we need to pretend that Mother's Day only works if every single part of the day goes off without a hitch. You know, kids get sick and things get spilled and presents aren't always as perfect as we hope. And it doesn't have to ruin it. Mother's Day isn't about that. It's about not stressing over things. It's about people, not things. It's about those relationships. It's about telling your mother, you know, thank you for raising me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for everything you sacrificed so I could be the person I am now. Thank you for taking me to church. Thank you for praying with me, for singing endless hymns, you know, before I went to sleep. That's what Mother's Day is really about.
I now have grandchildren, and I get to watch my daughter do this, and from a completely different perspective of either watching my mom or my wife do it. And the one thing that strikes me is, while it's wonderful and rewarding, how hard it is to be a mom. Why is Mother's Day still important?
I think there's some moms that, you know, kind of push off Mother's Day because it is hard. And I think it is one of the absolute hardest things you can do because it requires you to give so much of yourself all the time. I mean, I'm sure you watch your daughter go without sleep and go without things that she wants to do. And, you know, I'm sure your grandkids eat all the best food off of her plate and she's happy to have them do it. But it's also kind of annoying when you know, that's the thing you wanted to eat. That's the thing you wanted to do. And Mother's Day is a good opportunity for moms to remember, too, that what you do matters and what you do is important. And what you do when you fulfill your vocation like that is just a beautiful, wonderful thing. It's a great gift you give to your husband and to your children and to the people around you.
Finally, Holly, speak just, if you would, as a mother to those women out there, wives who, for one reason or another, have not received the gift of children themselves. What would you say to them?
I would say that Mother's Day can feel really difficult and sad when you look around and your arms are empty and it seems like everybody around you has children. And I'm so sorry that Mother's Day is a painful day for that. And Christ knows you and Christ knows your pain. And, you know, hopefully you have some nieces and nephews and cousins or children in your church that, you know, can be there to kind of give you a hug and let you know that the things you do for them matter too. It's not just the children you have that you actively mother. It's all of the children in your life that you show love to, that you are important to. And I think that Mother's Day can really be about that too.
Holly Shear is a pastor's wife and mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Five Last Minute Mother's Day Gifts. Holly, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
On the other side of the break, we are going to be looking at The Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2 again with Pastor Ted Giese. A few more things to say in our view of that movie. Speaking of Mother's Day, if your wife or your mother is an Issues Etc. fan, let me suggest this as a Mother's Day gift. Why don't you sign her up and register her and yourself for the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference coming up in less than a month, Friday, June the 9th and Saturday, June the 10th in Collinsville, Illinois, about 50 miles east of St. Louis. You can find out more and you can register at issuesetc.org. You can also call and ask any question you want and register via the phone, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. It's the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th, right here in Collinsville, Illinois. And if you sign up mom and bring her along, let us know that you did. And we will thank you for doing that for your mother and for us as well. Issuesetc.org. Pastor Ted Giese joins us on the other side of the break. We're going to be talking about the God talk in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Stay tuned.
Faith is a gift of God's grace. The Christian life is a gift of God's grace. We live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us.
Pastor Peter Bender talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And that means that our Lutheran piety is also a gift. All too often we see it as another work of the law, something that we must do. Instead, Christ meets us there with his word and spirit, and in our daily devotional life, he teaches us what it is to live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us.
You can meet and hear Pastor Peter Bender making the case for Lutheran piety Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
A new seminary student spends more than $300 on Greek textbooks. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, wants to reduce this financial burden with the Logos Project. Our goal is to raise funds to provide each of our new pastoral ministry students with the resources they need to begin their study. The Logos Project runs through May 19th. Learn more at generosity.ctsfw.edu. Help future pastors begin their journey with the Word of God. generosity.ctsfw.edu.
The number of recent Christian martyrs is staggering. 90,000 Christians are estimated to have died for the faith in the past year alone. Wondering what to think and how to prepare to endure persecution yourself? Check out Mays, the Lutheran Witness, for insight on memorizing the scriptures, learning from the early church martyrs, and looking to Christ on the cross for comfort. Not a subscriber? Visit cph.org/trylutheranwitness for a special offer. $6.99 for 6 digital or print issues. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and spiritual growth to develop Christian leaders for tomorrow. We provide a Christ-focused alternative to public high schools. Many of our students receive tuition assistance. To help us provide tuition assistance to more students, go to melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
People are talking about the Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Lutheran FCU was created solely to serve LCMS workers, families, and entities, and proceeds benefit LCMS organizations. Lutheran FCU offers deposit accounts and loans and has service access at thousands of branches and ATMs nationwide. Lutheran FCU also offers members Christian-based lending advice for new loans and refinancing, minimal account fees, and superior personalized service. Check them out at lutheranfcu.org.